Hope you've enjoyed St. Petersburg. It's a wonderful city. Hope you get a chance to see some of it. I will be very brief in my remarks, then take a few questions. Évidemment, nous sommes ici pour, avec le ministre Flaherty et le ministre Baird pour les réunions du G20, le forum économique principal du monde. Selon l'analyse du G20, nous avons un plan d'action robuste. Je pense que le plan d'action de Saint-Pétersbourg est un plan qui se bâtit sur les accomplissements du G20 jusqu'à l'heure actuelle. En même temps, nous pensons tous et toutes que les défis restent. Mais la réalité est que l'économie mondiale s'améliore graduellement, étape par étape. C'est un processus difficile, mais il y a une croyance que les choses sont en train de vraiment s'améliorer. Je note à cet égard les chiffres sur l'emploi au Canada aujourd'hui. C'est toujours mon intention de ne pas exagérer les chiffres d'un seul mois, mais ça indique encore que la création d'emplois, qui est maintenant plus d'un million de nouveaux emplois nets depuis la fin de la récession, que cette tendance continue. Et c'est une bonne chose. Évidemment, il y a une autre discussion à ce sommet, et c'est la question de la Syrie. Hier soir, comme partie de notre souper, on a eu une discussion bien franche et respectueuse, mais il y a les divergences bien importantes. Nous sommes d'accord avec nos alliés que l'usage des armes chimiques avec une ampleur pas avant vu, constitue une vraie menace à l'humanité à long terme et que l'on devrait faire une tentative de prévenir ce développement et de persuader les Syriens, le gouvernement de la Syrie, de ne pas continuer. Aussi pour la Syrie, nous avons fait une annonce aujourd'hui nous-mêmes sur l'aide humanitaire. Le Canada a annoncé une autre contribution financière pour la Syrie et pour la région. Et la situation humanitaire va demeurer une cible bien importante pour notre pays. So let me just repeat some of those comments. The G20 meeting here, G20, as you know, is the principal economic forum for governance of the world economy. It has produced here at St. Petersburg an action plan going forward that I think is actually quite strong and quite robust. It builds on the various accomplishments that the achievements that the G20 has had to this point in time. I think the analysis of everyone around the table is that significant challenges remain in the global economy in terms of the recovery, but at the same time, it is unmistakable that the global economy is recovering. It is recovering gradually and step by step, and that's obviously something we welcome, but we should not be complacent about. In that regard, I do want to note the positive employment figures we've seen come out in Canada today over the last month. As you know, it's always my intention not to exaggerate month-to-month figures, which are subject to an estimates process and subject to some volatility. But they do confirm a tendency that has been ongoing for some time, and that has been the steady growth of jobs in Canada. We now have over 1 million net new jobs created since the end of the recession in 2009. Obviously, we discussed another issue at this meeting, and that was the situation in Syria. As I said yesterday at dinner, we had a discussion that was, to be fair, extremely frank, but I think also respectful of what are very large divergences of opinion around the table. We share the view of our allies that the use of chemical weapons on an unprecedented scale by the Syrian regime constitutes a very troubling development, and if it is not countered, it will constitute a precedent that we think is very dangerous for humanity in the long term. And so obviously we are very supportive of those of our allies who want to take action to try and prevent this development from going further, trying to dissuade the Syrian regime from this course of action. At the same time, as you know, we did announce here at the conference further contributions on in terms of humanitarian assistance. Canada has, since the beginning, been a strong and generous contributor to humanitarian assistance, both in Syria and in the wider region. And obviously, we will continue to make our contribution to that as we go forward on what is a terrible crisis for the people of Syria.